"Who is your master?" asked the knight. "Robin Hood," answered Little John. "I have heard much good of him," replied the knight, "and will go with you gladly." Then they all set off together, tears running down the knight's cheek. But he said nothing, neither was anything said to him. In this manner they came to Robin Hood. "Welcome, Sir Knight," cried he, "and thrice welcome, for I waited to eat till you or some other had come to me." "God save you, good Robin," answered the knight, and after they had washed themselves in the stream, they sat down to dine off bread and wine with flesh of the king's deer and swans and pheasants. "Such a dinner have I not had for 3 weeks and more," said the knight. "And if I ever come again this way, good Robin, I will give you as fine a dinner as you have given me." "I thank you," replied Robin, "but before you go, pay me, I pray you, for the food which you have had. It was never the custom for a yeoman to pay for a knight." "My bag is empty," said the knight, "except for 10 shillings only." "Go, Little John, and look in his wallet," said Robin, "and, Sir Knight, if in truth you have no more, not one penny will I take. Nay, I will give you all that you shall need." So Little John spread out the knight's mantle and opened the bag, and therein lay 10 shillings and nothing else. "What tidings, Little John?" cried his master. "Sir, the knight speaks truly," said Little John. "Then tell me, Sir Knight, whether it is your own ill-doings which have brought you to this sad condition." "For 100 years my fathers have dwelt and prospered in the forest," answered the knight. "But within 2 years misfortune has befallen me and my wife and my children." "How did this evil come to pass?" asked Robin. "Through my own folly," answered the knight, "and because of the great love I bore my son, who before he was 20 years old slew a knight of Lancaster and his servant. For their deaths I had to pay a large sum, which I could not raise without pledging my lands to a rich man at York. If I cannot give him the money by a certain day, my lands will be lost to me forever.